Sassy gals, boys, and everything in between, welcome to my very first episode of my very first pod, Antics with Ash. I'm so happy to have you guys here. Let's go. As you guys know, I have been in locked in. There is so much to unpack. So it was only right that this first episode be a locked in special. We're going to have lots of guests for you today. A little girly debrief, kicking off with my gal Dev Sugars, Casey J and Ten. Hi, babies.
Hello.
Hi. You two look so hot and naughty.
So do you.
No, we came in, we're like, shit, reveal the dress.
No, right. This was actually a narrative throughout the whole time. I am a hot girly and I like to dress hot.
But I didn't think you meant like this. I thought you just meant like leggings.
No. So like, when we said Hoochie Mama, we meant Hoochie Mama.
Yeah, you really did.
So being in tracksuits was like not my vibe, I must be honest.
It suits you though, but this suits you better.
Yeah. I agree. As
honestly,
in, I'm not mad at it.
In a tracksuit, Ugg boots. I'm like, fuck, let me get my boots.
Okay, stop. Obviously, Casey's rocking debut, her own brand, because she is literally
it's
an entrepreneur.
The only thing that's in my wardrobe, honestly.
Is it really?
No, like,
stop.
I don't think there's anything else in there.
Your whole wardrobe is just debut.
Pretty much.
You're such an icon. Anyway, right, girlies, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? What was your reception like after the show? Like, tell me.
I feel overwhelmed. I feel like was the only word I could really use to describe the feeling when you come out. Even when I got my phone, I didn't even go on it because I was like, how do I launch back into like the real world?
Yeah.
I was just messaging people like, yo, fam. They thought I got hacked. They were like calling my sister like, Ten's been hacked, because usually I'd be like, I'm out.
You just
like,
put yo, fam.
I was like, yo, fam. Like, I was so like,
yo, fam.
Yeah, because like, this has been linked.
Imagine you haven't spoken to anyone for 2 weeks.
Turn into a roadman.
Yeah, that is so funny. Did you get it?
So, and then I didn't want to go on my phone. And then I was like, scared to like, look at the videos because I got the hate comment. I was like, I feel like I need to get home to read because I thought it was going to be so much hate. But
then
it was so overwhelming because it was literally like the complete opposite. So it's been great since I've been out, to be honest.
I'm so glad that you feel that. I felt the same way about my phone. As in, you know, when you turned it on, you just heard, and I went, I was like, that is a sensory overload. I was 100%. Like, not even
I felt like
it.
I forgot how to type. Like, you know, when you're cold and your phone doesn't work, I was like,
mate,
she had a kid.
When we were outside the house and we all finished, when I tell you I was holding my phone like a Nintendo DS, I was like, I could not.
You know, like muscles on their phone, where they're like, I was itch like that. As
it was like that. I was being so weird. Like, the whole thing was so strange.
I couldn't wait to get home. And as soon as I pulled up, I was like, oh, I was like, a bit like
what, underwhelming?
Like, yeah, I was just like,
you won.
Yeah, it is.
She's
like, oh, I don't even care to be.
I missed the sleepover.
I know.
The whole time, all I was going is, guys, it's just one big sleepover. And then I got home and I was like, oh, I just miss it now. I felt like I was somewhere like, calm down. I was like, you know?
No, but it does feel like
goes,
that.
Because it's like you get that adrenaline every day. And then you just go back to like your normal life, you're like, I was like, oh my God, I've got nothing going. Like, this is so boring.
Yeah. I do
like,
feel...
like, where's the challenge area, guys?
Yeah, it feels like anticlimactic, doesn't it? Because everyone was like, oh my God, what are you going to do when you get out? And I was just in the Addison Lee home like this. And I was like, I don't know. Like, go to bed? Like, what like, what do you mean? What am I going to
do? I went
out. Did you? You went straight out?
I got in and got ready. I had to do another makeup. You know, we were saying we never want to do makeup again.
No.
I've had to wear makeup ever since.
Guys, when I say doing our makeup every day was genuinely
hell and horror.
Like, it was us and it was all production being like, girls, 20 minutes, and we were all just like,
I felt like I put wet sand on my face.
Yeah. It's like, you're getting ready for like, that was normal life, I wouldn't put my makeup on for that. But because you know you're on camera and it's like, I'm literally putting makeup on to stay in all day. And then it's like, you can't even lay properly. There was times I wanted to just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. just to grab that face.
No, literally.
But it was like, oh, I don't want
to... It was so... And we all felt like our skin was going to pot by the last day, because we were just like, oh my God, we've done full like camera faces every single... It was just a lot. Oh.
No, it was.
Yeah. Anyway, so if there's anything we've learnt from locked in, Ten, I'm looking at you, it's that hot girls cry and it's okay. Ten, let's speak about your liquor emotion moment.
Now I look back, I'm like, it was not that deep. Like, even the comment, I'm like, it really wasn't deep. And the more I reflect, the more I'm like, I don't think I was crying about the comment. Mm. I think I was more crying about that everyone got a nice comment. And yeah. mine was last. And it was almost like I was reading everything like this. Like, yes, Ash. Like, yes, Casey. Like, yes, Joyce. Like, I was like, yeah, like cheering everyone. And then mine came just... and it was like, oh. Yeah. Stab me in the chest.
I do think that was such a violation.
They could have put me in the middle. Yeah. So then everyone's nice comments gave me a bit of like serotonin and like made me get over it. But it was like mine. And then, all right, bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone out of the living area.
No, literally.
We're off. And I was just like,
I was like, I can't believe they've done that, bless her, because that is like to give. I thought they would do it that like one day everyone got a nice comment.
That's what I thought.
And then like everyone
no
would get shitty comments.
No one got a horrible comment after that. Probably because they thought I was on the edge.
Well,
I was even talking to producer like, I just want to go home. I think it's my time done.
No, so you were on the brink.
But they no one got a horrible comment after that. But
yeah,
because they saw the damage that it did.
Yeah, I know. Bless her. No, it was actually breaking my heart.
We wouldn't survive like Love Island or anything like that.
No. Do you not feel like, I feel like I've got such a newfound respect for like people that go on Love Island? Because I always used to watch it and think, oh my God, nothing is this deep. Like, why are you all crying over this? You've known my man for 2 minutes. Like, how are you in love?
Literally.
But like, I get it because all you have in there, you don't have any connection to the outside world. So like...
You have no entertainment either.
Yeah, like, so that one comment was all you knew.
And I didn't even know what it was too, yeah. So it was...
So then you were like...
your emotions are so heightened. That before I left, if someone said to me, you need to put invitations for your wedding now in 5 years, I would have invited you all.
Yeah. 1 million.
It was like, these people are my... If I had a kid, someone would have been the godmother in there. Like,
who would be bridesmaid? Yeah. 1 million%.
Yeah, like, that's how much you just feel so close.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, it made me think, God, I so have a respect for people that do any kind of reality show now.
I could never go longer than, like Love Island is, like, what, two months?
I could never
I couldn't do
2 months of that. That would make me want to die. Yeah.
That is evil, too.
It's insane. And, like, constant, even, did you feel conscious about
it? At least they were in the sun.
Yeah, fair.
Alan, you know?
And we were in fucking
true.
Cambridge.
The freezing cold.
It was freezing in that house as well.
It was so cold. 10, did you feel like the reaction towards you changed? Because I feel like it so has from what I've read. But, like, obviously you were shitting yourself thinking the world hates me and thinks I'm a villain. So did you think it changed after that?
Yeah, I don't think I necessarily changed because they don't really show it too much in the episodes, but there was always a time where, like, anytime positive, I always made a negative comment. But it was just, I just wanted to be funny.
Yeah.
So I didn't change the way I acted, but I just think, I think you do just have to get to know me. I'm not someone that is like, in first impressions, likable. Because I am a lot. Yeah, I'm not likable.
That is such a funny self-assessment. On first impression, I get it. If you hate me, that's fine.
I'm quite overwhelming. Or like, I don't know. I just think I'm not likable at the beginning. You do have to like, get to know me to realise that. I'm just joking. Like, I really am just joking.
But I feel like yours as well was more like a protection thing.
Yeah, but I didn't change.
No,
I understood me more.
No, but, but I feel like, because it's like, when you first like meet you, because you are quite like, you're quite strong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you do get like, it almost comes across like cold.
Yeah,
but then it's like,
but
then once you get
that.
To like, know you, you do realise like...
Yeah, I soften. I do
you're
soften
actually just
up.
Very sensitive.
I'm actually so sensitive.
You're such a fucking softy. I don't care what anyone says.
I cried when George didn't get a call with his mum. Like, that wasn't normal. Like,
don't.
Anything could have been... like, if God forbid I knew Fu was crying that day.
I
had
no idea Fu cried that day.
I wouldn't have had a good day.
Do you remember when we got the nominees, we were like, why is Phil up for crying?
Yeah, because I was like, Lord knows I get it. I'm a sap. Like, I've been a wet lettuce every day. But I was like, Phil, I've seen cry the one time that Stars left, which is valid. And I was like, has he cried? And then he just cried because your mum called you, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was...
Yeah, and they showed us on the...
Oh, don't.
And then they showed us that clip and I was like...
I didn't know he was
something
crying to
about
that
a man crying that upsets me so much. Because I feel like men can't control their bottom lip when they cry. And it always goes...
Don't, like, that's me. When I cry, I'm such an ugly crier because my bottom lip goes.
No, honestly. No, but do you know what? I think it's so funny because that self-assessment that you have of yourself is not what I think at all. As in,
really?
I immediately was like, 10 is jokes. But I think if you don't see the full scope of the day and you only see you
me
going
full
like...
full energy, yeah.
Like, I don't... Yeah. Or little eye rolls. Yeah, literally. Then of course you'll be like, oh, Ten's not a team player or she's not getting involved.
Yeah, but
you so were.
I was such a team player that I got annoyed at my own team because I wanted to win that bad.
Yeah.
But even there's a bit where I'm like to my team, I'm like, you done shit. And people really thought I was genuinely being like, oh, piece of shit, like, you done shit. Like,
which is so funny because to
us, we done shit.
Yeah, but to us, that's just you being jokes and we were all finding it funny.
Yeah.
So it's so funny how things translate so differently, like when they come out and 100%. In the edit.
But people don't get sarcasm as well. Like,
agreed.
I found that, like, online, people do not get sarcasm.
Yes,
like,
it is. Stuff doesn't deliver in the right way, I don't think.
No.
Half of my jokes, I was looking at them and I was like, nah, that did not land in the way I needed it
landed.
To. I don't think they landed.
The way watching it back?
Yeah. I don't know. Some of them, I was
like, you're hilarious.
Don't know.
I think you're absolutely hilarious. The way you deliver it is what's so funny. Like, the thing you said about George's farts.
Oh, yeah, fair.
That was jokes.
Oh, I'm okay. No. I'm glad. Okay. Gladys got my back. Yeah. That was the only line you were shit for the rest of the time. I'm dead. What I wanted to chat to you about as well, Ten, is you did a little reaction vid with Casey's parents.
Yeah.
About your eviction, which obviously was like, I thought that eviction was so hard. Like, that was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And obviously, you watching it back, like, how did you feel? Like, do you get why Joyce made the choice that she made? Like, how do you feel about it?
I get the choice because I don't think I deserve it more than Foo. So in that terms of thing, I understood it. But I think it was more the shock because I gave it the, he doesn't deserve it more, thinking that I wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
I thought, like, three girls, two boys. I thought, let me end it. Let me let you go, Foo, with a nice little wholesome.
You do your wholesome anecdote because low-key, I'm staying.
That's what I thought. So I think it was more the shock that made me. And then, like, also, I feel like it made me feel more like, Was it that? Because you just don't read comments.
No.
Because they were getting into my head more of like, that's so out of order, that's so out of order. But I understand it. Like, I really do understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was when I came out, I found out I wasn't even in the bottom two. But Star got the immunity. So then I was even more like, I was even more gutted after that because I was like...
Because that's not even like a valid eviction then.
Because it was like Star and Foo. But then,
right.
So then after that, I was more like, are you joking? Like, get me up in that house.
Yeah, fair.
But I think I left at a good time because I left with like so much love. And like, who knows, if I'd stayed that extra 4 days, maybe I would have got cancelled or like done something like... I always like think that everything happens for a good reason.
I agree.
And the good reason is maybe I would have done, or maybe I would have gone crazy like the extra 4 days. So everything works out in the end.
I'm not going to lie. I found it so hard. Like the few days after you left, I was like, this is getting really hard now. Just like being stuck in this house.
Hell.
And our new favourite phrase is hell and horror, by the way.
People like, you can just tell Casey's really struggling about 10 and I'm just sitting on the sofa like...
Don't, yeah.
I'm like, bro, I am just daydreaming. Like,
speaking of, that clip of you like this, as in, you have to take up ribbons professionally, first of all.
My mum was mortified. She was like... Wow, you really don't have a talent, do you?
Is that what she said?
She can do the recorder. Like, you know, she learned it in, like, primary school or some shit. Like, you know how, like, George did the recorder?
Yeah.
And so she's like, wow, you actually have no talent.
Do you know what? That pisses me off, though, because I feel like the recorder is one of those instruments that everyone says, yeah, I play that.
No, she showed
and
me.
And nobody plays it.
She showed me, she did the EastEnders, like, theme tune. Yeah, she did about 3 seconds of it. It was like, see?
Yeah,
my ribbons were so much better than that.
I think your ribbons were unbelievable.
But they cut it down so much, and I'm so glad they did. Because I was watching it like I'm watching it like this, because I'm like, I don't want to see it.
Do you know what? It was the bit where you stacked it.
Oh my God.
Killed me. I didn't know you stacked it that bad because I heard you fall, but I was upstairs.
Because I came up and told you and you didn't realise it was an actual
It was a full stack. Like,
it was
you
a slide
yourself?
And drop.
Yeah.
It was
snapped
my nail.
it was so funny.
You had an injury as well.
That was what snapped my nail.
Is that what snapped your nail?
I was like,
by the way,
and
please.
And then I took my shoe and after, I was like, ooh.
Look at me, look at the state of me and Ten. This is the epitome of what locked-in's done to us.
I've had that gone since.
Have you still got that one gone as well?
Because it's snapped like down here, but I can't get it off because it's still like attached to the skin. So I can't even put one on top because it's like crap.
I need mine done so bad, it's actually hell. 10, where did the narrative of you and Danny come from?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm so baffed at it. Because that was not the case in the house. Like, no, at any point did we say that?
No, no one said it. But do you know what I think it is? I was like that with everyone in the house.
Yeah.
I, like, trolled every single person. Yeah. Constantly, I was just winding... I winded everyone up. Mm-hmm. No one didn't get it. Even you got it that day when I put salt in your cup. Everyone got it. So then, it wasn't like a thing where it was me and Danny constantly had this, like, jokey, like, hitting each other. But yeah, they just showed it, like, more with me and Danny, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's so then people just cling onto it and, like, made it. And then when I said that I would hook up with him out of everyone in the house...
1 million said,
I didn't say him at first. I said Ash... Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
I said
Ash. Oh, yeah.
And they were like, you have to pick a boy. You have to pick a boy. You have to pick a boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, her. So I actually forgot about that.
She was like, you can't pick a girl. So I was like, cool. Danny, like, because he's just the sweetest.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But then I think that's what, like, then made it into, like, a we like each other and all this. But
yeah. And then people just clutch, though, onto any narrative. They're like.
As in, like, Danny and Tennessee, like, actual fan accounts.
There's, like, love accounts where they put, like romantic music behind them. And it's just, like, clips of those two shadow boxing. And I'm like, this is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Because it's just, like, I had to say on the one I did of your parents as well, I was like, it was, like, a brother and sister, like, relationship.
Yeah.
It was never. And I think a lot of people think Danny was like that of all of us, but it was genuinely like more of a brother. That like when he would come and give us hugs, it was so like a brother way that I didn't even like think in my head it was
the thing,
in
you
that
don't
way.
See it like that, and you don't even like, you'll just do something and you don't think about it, and then you come out and you're like,
yeah.
You can see I can be taken the wrong way, but like still.
When
like,
you're in there.
But like, he was like that with everyone. Like, it wasn't like.
He was literally so
way,
affectionate
like,
to all of us because he just is that guy.
Like, yeah. People took the clip as well when I run and jump up on him.
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
And now everyone's like, oh, this their relationship. And I was like, this is absolutely sending me. The way that everyone like manipulates things. But I also think it was made worse by the day that we all lost the plot and said that he was sexy.
Oh my God, yeah. I've seen that clip so many times as well.
As in,
it's like all the girls have a crush on Danny.
Yeah, the fact that that's the opening line is
No, Tennessee admits she's attracted to Danny. Like,
yeah.
That was actually the name of the video, but...
Yeah, I mean, that was the second time you said it, so...
Oh. I know.
You made your own grave.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, not being funny, we had no single male interaction for ages by that. As in, I would have fancied a Cocker Spaniel at that point. It, like, honestly. So I just feel like we lost the plot a little bit that day.
Yeah, we did.
No, honestly. Case, let's chat to you. How does it feel to be a winner? Winner chicken dinner?
Feels... Lovely.
You just hate chatting about it, don't you?
No, it's just so awkward, but no, I'm happy. Because the thing is, I was saying, like, when I first went in, like, I literally, it's so cringe, but I, like, filmed a video to myself before I went in. Just, like, literally. No, this is so cringe, but just, like, 1 minute, because I was just, like, you know, I was, like, I want to see what I was thinking before, because you don't remember what you think before you went in. Just, like, things like, this is how I feel, this is what I think will happen, like, predictions more than anything. And I said in the video, I was like, I don't think I'll win or anything. And then, and so I had no intention. Like, when they asked me what I'd do with the money, I was like, I don't know, like, I'm going traveling, she's that.
Right.
And then when I was, like, getting closer and closer to the final, and then I was like, wait, there's actually a chance. Like, and then I had
we all knew from day dark. We were like, Casey J is winning this thing.
But then as soon as I knew, like, I was like, oh, I want to give the money for Nan and Grandad, it gave me, like, an incentive.
Mm.
So I was literally, like, every night, I'm like, if there's any God up there,
yeah,
like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, manifesting.
Yeah.
And so when I won, I was like, you just have, like, all that excitement and stuff. And, like, yeah.
That's so weird. What did you say in that video to yourself, like, of how you thought it would be?
I said, I was like, I'm nervous, but I also know that, like, I'm going to try not overthink because I know that once I'm in there, like, I'll enjoy it kind of thing. Because, like, I spoke to previous people that went on it and they said, like, literally, you'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, there's no reason for me to worry.
Because, yeah.
And then I said that I was most scared for the, you know, the roast battle challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And it never came up. So every single day, I'm like, please don't be
you
there.
You said that
please
every day.
Yeah. And it never came up.
She woke up like,
she was like, I wonder if today will be the roast battle challenge.
Take a seat.
The way I can imagine you going through bars in your head every night, like,
Yeah, before I came out, before I went in, I was thinking, okay, if I get this person, I'm going to say this, 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 and this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're like, look,
yeah, I was even going to show her before. I was like, hopefully you can get me then.
She's and like, I'll give you your say.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, you can effectively roast like, everyone.
Because they told me there was going to be one, because I was like, look, I was like, I'm so nervous for it. Can I be like the host? So I don't have to do it. And they're like, oh, we're going to get a surprise host for it, yeah? So I was like, okay, so it's definitely coming. And it never came.
And it never came. I wonder why they did that. I was like,
you know what?
Do they do that every year?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why that happened.
They could have done it. Maybe the host cancelled and they put us in that red box.
Or the cardboard box.
Bro, the red box. Can I just say, any challenge that's like that drives me round the bend. Like, I like challenges that are like... Even the dog thing, like, I know, Case, actually, to be fair, that was your worst nightmare. But
still, though, it was a day out.
A day out, a bit of adrenaline. Trip, yeah. Yeah. It was,
You were a pocket rocket running from that. I couldn't believe it. She was so small that as soon as I was going to eat you up, your head would have gone missing any minute in that suit. But you just was like, go for it.
Bro,
like,
do you know what was the worst? What do you think?
Yes.
I basically, before, right, in my head, I was like, I am Usain Bolt. I was like, I am going to be so lit that everyone's going to be blown away. And then they put the suit on me and it was like wearing a brick shit house. Like, it was so heavy. And I was like, oh my God, I can't. I'm not going to get past one. Did you find it that heavy?
Yeah, it was so heavy.
It was, and I couldn't move my limbs. And I was like, oh my God, I'm fucked. Like, this dog is going to maul me.
You did good.
What did you get at the end? I can't remember.
I got 5.
Fuck you!
You got two.
I was fighting for three, though.
Two as well,
I got two.
You know, our team was meant to win. They did.
What do you mean?
No, you wasn't. No, they were adding it wrong from the beginning.
Why? They did the points wrong.
No, they were adding it wrong from the beginning.
So have you seen on the screen?
Yeah, because on the screen, where they were adding it up wrong from the beginning, then at the end, I was like, you lot have added it up wrong from the beginning, but then they didn't do that in the episode because all the comments were like, one.
Because
the
points came up on screen, yeah, and it was like, we had 10, they had 11, then I got the 2 points, which would have taken us to 12, but the points just never went up, so it just stayed on 10. So actually, we were meant to win.
No, I had this argument with
the Lord knows you did.
I looked at it.
But in the moment, you got,
yeah, where and then?
Yeah,
but they haven't... The
10's favourite phrase play back the VR. Wheel back the VR and let me see what
standing there at that phone, like,
slow-mo. I've become the worker on that mission.
You work part of production.
I was watching every video. Shannon's one, it got really serious because I was like, that is a 2. They were like, I was like, that's a 1. They were like, it's a 2. And I was about like deep because like Shannon was like over there and I was like...
Shannon's there just being mauled by a dog and you're like, nah, man, watch it back.
Giving her that point.
I was like slow-moing it, yeah. Yours is the only one, but I didn't. I let them give you the 2. I do think you deserved the 2. But I was like, I'm not even going to argue Casey's one.
I did get 2.
At all.
That whole
even
thing.
Even like Stars, I was trying to get Stars the 5, but he was just so long that he fell into 5.
Yeah. I feel like Stars could have just done that at 4 and he would have gone into 5 because he's a BFG.
One more step.
Yeah, literally.
I took that too seriously. Looking back, it was just a bit of fun. Like,
it was,
the whole thing was a bit of fun. I really did take some of the challenges. Like,
no, because it's all you have.
Just for a takeaway.
Yeah, for a takeaway.
And a box of chocolates.
All for a greasy Indian. It's actually peak. It's so peak. But yeah, I just feel like challenges like the red box for me, the staying in the boxes and just being like, oh, who knows?
They
get out whenever you want.
So much in that challenge. Remember they said to me, so I fell asleep in the box. And remember I said I had that dream?
Yes.
That I fell down the stairs and I flinched. And then the production said to me, you said in your sleep, oh my God, I've just fallen down the stairs and died.
Yeah.
It wasn't in there.
Did they not put that in there?
They didn't put it in there.
I thought that would have been gold.
The challenge was about like, it was literally about 5 minutes. It was like sped up. Then it was like Danny and George walking around. Then it was like a few bits of dialogue, sped up, bit of dialogue. Sped up, you jump out, I jump out, everyone jumps out.
And then everyone jumped out, like, one after another.
It was actually, like, 10 minutes, and I was like...
Yeah, basically, for context, Casey had a whole nightmare in that box. As in, she slept, she woke up, she had a meal. Like, she went through a whole day in that box.
No, I really flinched, because I literally... It was the dream that I was in the locked-in house, and I used to slide down the balusters like this, and in my head, I went from the top down to the bottom.
And then she woke up in her box, and she went...
And I slept-walked as well. And they didn't put it in. That's so funny.
I know. I don't know why
they... Not often for it, actually.
I feel like there's so much... that I think I remember as funny moments that just were not in the edit. And I was like, even the talent show day, I was like, there was so much on this day that was jokes. You know, like when we were practicing, you tried out like three different things before saying, I don't want to do it.
I was like five different talents.
Yeah.
Like before, even you see me writing for about 20 minutes of the thing and it's like, does no one think, why is she writing so much?
Did they put that in? Because 10 killed me. She had multiple different talents all in her pocket. And I went, 10, what are you going to do? She went, I'll just like decide in the heat of the moment. So she got up. Did they show this? Because you got on, I say on stage, in the challenge room. You got in the challenge room and you picked out one thing and you went, oh, that was my first idea.
I literally had plan B and plan like A. Like,
and I don't know why they didn't show that, because that's so funny.
There were so many like, old but gold moments.
Yeah.
That I'm like, that was so funny. But then I'm like, was we finding it funny because we were down bad? Like,
agreed.
And it weren't that funny to watch.
Agreed, yeah.
But there were so many moments I was like, how could they not? Even like, there wasn't a moment of every single day where I didn't look at you.
We just said you get it.
Wait, I can move up a tad bit more if that helps.
You get it.
How long are we doing it for? You've probably done that. Oh, OK.
Can we just do one of us all doing this?
Sorry, it was.
I love them so much. Also, I love them so much. Stars dressing like Chris Brown every day is my favourite thing in the world.
Me too.
When I saw him in his, like, out-of-locked-in clothes, I was like, nah. Cap turned to the side, full bright blue tracksuit. He was like out of a 90s R&B music.
He literally was.
I've never seen anything like it.
He was in Step Up.
He actually was.
Now you've all come in and got that boost again.
Yeah. I know. I feel alive.
It's just nostalgic, guys.
I actually love it. Case, everyone... Like, the whole general narrative, I feel like, has been that you came in as this, like, shy girly,
honestly,
and then you left.
I wish I got a tenner every time I've heard.
Mate, like, it's actually mad.
This narrative, because I would be rich. Like.
Honestly, do you think that, like, what do you think it was that made that happen? Was it the people? Was it just, like, getting a bit more comfy as the days went on? Like, what do you think it was? Because you were so quiet day one and two.
Yeah.
Did you think that? Because obviously you knew each other before.
I felt awkward as well.
You were more quiet, but like I was talking to you, Dane. Well, not you wasn't talking to anyone, but you definitely got louder and louder.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Did you say a word? Dane?
You just mime.
Thought, yeah.
No, but yeah,
I knew like I did think you were shy, but I didn't know you could get as like confident as loud as you did get.
You thought I reached my limit.
Yeah, like, I just
she thought
you were
at your peak already.
I limit,
This I was saying to your parents, I was like, I knew probably that it would take time for you to get a bit more, but you exceeded my expectations of like how confident and like loud you can be and like just bubbly and just all of them things.
I think it was. I just know that I can be like that around people I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I think it was like a bit of both. It was like it was the people in there. And, like, because everyone's just, like, you just feel comfortable around everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone is genuinely so nice and, like...
They just become, like, your little family, don't they? They actually really
do. But also because in that, like, environment and, like, that absolute social experiment, you're just forced to come up... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just get to, like, what's the word? You get comfortable around people, like, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything in there is, like, intensified. So you know, like... get to know people, like, so quickly. So I think it was that. But, like, say if I'd all just, like, met you and we went out sometime and, like, we met every other week, it would take longer. But in there, it's, like, by day five.
Yeah, we've already been on 30 like, nights out together, so it's fine.
Literally,
like,
like, that's how it is in there.
Because I even kept saying, you've actually really shocked me, even, like... I didn't know you were this, like, little menace and, like I loved it, like, by the end.
It did come a bit from Mafia, I'm not going to lie.
Bro, that's another thing that I'm pissed off that didn't make the edit. Our nighttime antics. Guys, if I could tell you the tomfooleries that happened after dark. These two were the major culprits. I just used to sit and watch because I just thought, I don't want pasta sauce on my pillow tonight. Like, that's it. So I just used to crease and
as
watch
as if that
all
we ever would have done that. Like,
you
we
say
might have
that.
Taken your pillow.
Yeah, I know. It is. Yeah, the reality is nobody actually, it was all mouth that's and no action.
But that was the best part because you're then just like going to sleep like.
Yeah.
It's when I put the tins of sweet corn.
One eye open when I'm sleeping.
Literally.
Woody, oh my God, the sweet corn.
And Casey was like, no, let's open the sweet corn. And I was like, that's too far, Casey. That's too far.
She was
already creasing enough at a tin in someone's bed.
Yeah. But we were all finding it so funny.
If you pour it in, he's not going to notice. He's going to go to sleep and then he's just going to...
Yeah, she was like, let's half open them. So when he lays down, he squidges them out. I was like, that is...
This is what I mean. You are a night terror.
You were a night terror.
It is so funny. Because basically, Stars, for anyone that doesn't know, Stars had a phobia of sweet corn, which I have... honestly think is the most left phobia I've ever come across, you know.
That's the first thing I've ever heard. Like, that's the first time I've ever heard someone being scared of sweet corn.
Me too, but to the point where that's why all you needed to do was get the unopened can to about there and you'd go, no, will I allow
it? You did that too.
Will I allow it? I was like, what? It was killing me. And I'm so sad that none of that made the edit.
I know. Even, like, the taking people's beds out, the, like, on...
They cut out when me and Watson took Fru's bed and put it outside.
And made the bed perfectly, as in they actually made the bed
even
in
put the
garden.
Bedside, no, they put the thing outside as the bedside table and put like a cup on it. But none of that was in. And that was, for me, like the funniest moment.
Same.
I that would be going so to funny. Sleep.
Cracking
and, yeah,
up.
And as I was like going to work, like...
Yeah,
no, and same. Then I watched my parents went on Joe and George's podcast, but it was just Joe because we were locked in at the time. And Joe was like, oh, I heard, like, someone put Fru's bed outside in the pouring rain.
What? In the pouring?
It was under a shower.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he was like, and I heard what Chinese... he was, like, fuming. Like, no.
This is what Chinese Whispers does.
So he deserves anything he got at the night time.
1,000,000%.
Times 100.
Everyone said he, like, started it off.
This is the thing with Fru. He started it off. And he got his little minions. He created a wall and then stepped back and just went like that.
Yeah.
And just watched.
And then just honestly retreated into his duvet and went, ha, 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 got them. That's it. And we were just like, you have started a whole war tonight.
Got them.
Got them.
But he'd be like, oh, they've gone out the room. You grab their matches. So you do it. Why would we do it? I don't know.
No, and master
then,
manipulator.
And then they come for you. It's like, wait, but this was Fru's idea, so why are we not all just ganging up and going to him?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it.
It was always Fru's idea. That's the moral of the story.
Even one day, Danny figured it out, and Danny looked like he was in complete shock. He was like, Fru, like, if you're telling me that you've been behind some of this, what I'm going to do is, like, you're
don't
one of the
break
boys.
Your heart like that.
You can't do this. And I this was like, I mean. Yeah, Danny, like, he told us to take George's bedding off.
Like, to anyone else, this all must sound so stupid.
And just like, how is that even funny? But it's like, watch, it's like knowing you took their bedding off and then watching them redo their bed.
Yeah. And then watching them find out, come into the living room, be like, nah, like, who was it? And we're all like, like, just dying. It was actually so stupid. I'm sad that some of that didn't make it in.
Yeah,
I feel like it'll be like, because they do it unseen bits.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the...
Nothing is like five episodes of unseen.
The semi-final, they cut out our paintings. So, it's just the morning and it cuts to just paintings on the table.
They didn't put the paintings in?
They didn't put the paintings in, so there's just portraits of us on the table.
No.
There's no painting. Just our faces
and I
on
just,
the table.
Oh my God, and the fact
and
that
they said
I
it's
literally...
going in unseen bits, but I'm like, but that makes no sense of now. There's like no context to why we all have these paintings.
There's
like,
a lot of things.
And we walk out of the vinyl like, well, it's been good with our paintings. Like,
oh, and they had those clips.
They have all the, yeah, but that's in the final, isn't it?
Right, that makes no sense. Sister.
Sorry, it's a crash. I'm filming.
Hi, baby.
Okay, you lot are Hoochie Mama.
Hoochie Mama.
How are you? Good face. Hello, you.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Hoochie Mama. Okay, guys, to round off, I want to do a little round of Snog, Marry, Avoid with all the boys, and you can't lie, okay? I'm going to do it too. Ready?
I marry Danny.
Yeah.
Snog fair. George.
Yeah.
Avoid Watson.
Okay, facts.
Yeah.
I'd have to say Snog George because I feel like Poon stars are just too old. I feel like it would just be weird.
That's just a bit noncy.
Yeah. But marry Danny.
Yeah.
Just because he is a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then avoid Watson. I'm so sorry, but Poon stars my best mate. So
yeah, fair. Yeah,
like, I'm so sorry, Watson.
I would also marry like stars or Poon. To be fair,
agreed.
In a, like just a friend marry way.
Yeah. Yeah. This is another game where you've got pick.
You know. Okay, cool, Danny. I'll just marry Danny.
So. Okay, I would. I think I would also marry Danny. God, honestly, we're just keeping the flames going on this narrative.
We're like, why is there edits?
I know. And then I think... Do you know what? I would snog Stars just because I think he's such a gorgeous boy and I love him. Like, it's giving brother, so it's a bit weird, but...
Yeah,
that. And I would avoid George. Reason being is his arsehole. I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
I can't spend the rest of my life with someone farting.
He's too much like an actual brother to you, so that would
be... Yeah, exactly. That's like weird.
Yeah.
So avoid George because incest and his horrible arsehole. 100%. Yeah. Great. Girls, I love you both.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Congrats on your pod.
Oh, congrats on winning, bub. I love you. And you. Well, you lost.
Yeah. On not getting
yeah. Get in it. Okay, guys, now we are going to introduce my hot, naughty, cool, sexy sisters, Shannon and Madame Jo. My girlies, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good.
Insane. I'm so happy to be here.
Babe, can I just say, Joyce has come in, dripped out to the night. The Givenchy bag just in the corner, product placement.
Mm-hmm. It's a casual day. I literally just placed it
there. It's a casual day.
Yeah.
I've seen you in tracksuits for the past 2 weeks and then you come in like this.
Honestly,
This is our aesthetic though.
This is actually how I dress on a normal day.
Yeah.
So coming in and having to wear tracksuits every day, the minimum they could have done was given us some sort of, you know, leggings, feminine. They said, no, we're going to put you in those jogging bottoms.
Every morning.
Not me, they didn't.
We were, yeah. In it. You were the gym girl aesthetic and I was so jealous every day.
I don't feel like I deserved it.
You deserved it.
No, you deserved sexy.
It. No, you looked good. Your body looked good.
Your body looked good.
Your body looked nice.
Nice
and tight. Yeah. Nice and tight, girl.
Every day when the rail come, just to give you guys some context, it was like roulette. As in, it was like it would come and you'd be like, I don't know what I'm going to get today. Every day I'm looking at Shannon's hangers, batty leggings, tighting. Then I'm looking at mine and it's just, joggers, oversized t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I'm 4'11". What are you trying to do to me?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I know Foot Asylum have that in their locker.
Yeah.
It's not as if they don't have the sexy naughty fit. So I was like, give me the catalogue, blood clot.
We tried to make it work. Ash always was like, she'd have a big jumper and then she'd tie it with a band.
I'm with them with a hairband.
No, me every morning. Guys, no bra, titties live direct. Can you just pull this up for me? I'd tuck it under. Oh my, I was doing origami every day.
One thing about Ash, you go see those nipples.
They literally had to come in and say, sorry. You've got to put your nipples away.
I forgot about that. So basically, I'm screaming. One day, production legit came in and said, girls, it was so like PG the way that they put it. Yeah. So they were erring on the side of caution. They were like, how do we deliver this? Girls, do you all have bras? We went, you what? I went, no.
What's that?
Next day they came in and said, you've got to tell Joyce, Foot Asylum don't stock bras.
That.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They said, give me the bra. They said, they don't stock them.
But I said, that's a you problem.
Let the nipples fly then.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because we just all wanted to be sexy and naughty.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, we can't monetize this on YouTube because all of your nipples.
And obviously,
it's freezing cold in Cambridge. Yeah. This is a dumb island. Exactly. Like, we're not in Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is every challenge.
We'd go outside and chill and have a talk and we'd come out to the challenge area and the breeze are like... The nipples were like...
Oh, my God.
Everyone's nips were like this.
Yeah,
I do look back at some of the pictures that Tom Holland took, though, and I think... And yes. I think, oh, bless. Like, yeah, I see it now.
Yeah.
The nips were nipping.
For those who don't know, Tom Holland was the photographer that came in.
Yeah, I just assume.
And he looked, he is Tom Holland's doppelganger. Yeah.
The spitting image.
So we just called him Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Which is actually a bit rude.
He called me Sharon.
No, but...
Fair. He did. Yeah, he
Let
did. And then the
that
narrative.
Was that was your producer name.
Yeah. Yes. Sharon, and then the narrative producer. For the rest of the show was Shannon was Sharon.
Yeah. The secret producer. Yeah. The secret producer, yeah.
So, girlies, I want to know, how are you feeling upon getting out? What have the reactions been like? Like, just talk to me.
Do you want to go first?
Honestly, when I left that house...
Sorry.
That's okay, sister. When I left that house, I was so happy to see the outside world. Mm-hmm. I feel like people don't realise being in a mm-hmm. house for 2 weeks, no contact with the world,
yeah.
no awareness of social media, no awareness of your family and friends mm-hmm. is the most mentally challenging thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like even before I got my phone, when they announced the winners and we all I got evicted,
mm-hmm.
just to step out and to see the world was the most overwhelming feeling. I was so happy. And obviously now being in real life, mm-hmm. I'm so, so happy. I see my friends. I get mm-hmm. to chat to you guys mm-hmm. outside of the house. Honestly, it's been incredible. Mm-hmm. I definitely missed real life.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, same. I mean, I came out and you just like, you literally see, in the camera, you see and you go,
yeah. The sigh of relief.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
my
literally
God.
Breathe.
Yeah.
But I come out, there's been like, you know, Chandler Bing's dead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's that about? Why did nobody tell me that?
I got back to a text from my mate with just Chandler's dead. I said, bro,
what
don't do
fuck?
Me like that. Hello, how was locked in? Some sort of intro before just telling me
not
that.
The bad news already.
Babe, yeah. I said, oh, welcome to the cruel world. Like, welcome back.
Right?
Honestly.
There was a hurricane in Jersey where I'm from. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Sharon is also a news reporter. Don't kill me. But yeah, I was saying to Ten and Case just now, I have a newfound respect for anybody that does reality.
Totally.
Because
Two or three months people are in there.
Bro, no way.
Two or three months.
Shocked me. I feel like just doing the 2 weeks here, mm-hmm. then coming to the realisation there are shows where people are locked in for 2 months, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, Nella Rose is about to do...
I'm a slut.
Get me out of her. I don't know how my good sister is going to even do that. Because those 2 weeks, I nearly died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I nearly died. And I was in a nice house talking about outside with the leaves and the grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We were getting lunch brought to us.
And she's...
Whipping up a meal every night.
Yeah. And we were down bad with that.
Yeah.
So think about her in the Wild West with crickets and all sorts.
And cockroaches.
I don't think crickets are her biggest worry.
Fair.
It's Australia.
Yeah, okay. All right. Big blunt carp pythons then.
Have you not seen that video where the kangaroo nearly beat up that man in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Like this?
He's standing
on his two legs.
Yeah.
The hench kangaroo.
Fucking, yeah.
He has gone gym for 9 months.
Nine months.
I've never seen anything like
not
it.
He's not skipped chest day, has he?
Not at all.
So that's what... Nella Rose is going to go fight kangaroos out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have so much
Fraser,
respect for it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, Fraser.
He was the best.
Fraser.
There's so many behind-the-scenes people that you guys don't know about that you just form such a bond with because it's all... That's your only connection to the outside world. Like, they're watching us as it's all happening.
Yeah.
They're seeing how it's being received. It's just such a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, people would come in from production to the yard and they were told to not talk to us. They're meant to be incognito.
Literally.
Guys, they'd come into the house to, like, fix something in the house. They'd be like this. And all of us... Who are you? What's your name?
And because
honestly, talk to us.
Yes.
Say something.
Say something.
No,
they literally weren't speaking to us.
No.
It was so funny. And there was one guy in particular that always used to walk by.
And not say a word.
He would purposely not make eye contact with no one. Like, he's like, go to the destination and the destination only. We're like, hello, speak.
Right.
Yeah. What's your name?
And then we kept saying, oh, they're AI. Like, they're not even real people.
We've actually gone insane. We're imagining people.
It is mad, mad.
It was insane.
Okay, my sister.
Talk to me.
Let's unpack some shit.
Let's go, man. I'm ready.
Because when I tell you, I almost feel like I'm in real Jack Russell mode at the moment with some of these shitty comments and some of the reception. And I can only put it down to the fact that in my head, you're carrying the show on your back.
Girl.
Like, you've just had such great clips and so much time on screen that I'm like, do people just want to hate to hate?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Every season, and you know what? It wasn't just me carrying. I think everybody on the show did absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I have got the pleasure of meeting so many big and exciting personalities, you included. Mm-hmm. So obviously, for some reason, I got quite a lot of screen time on the show, which, mm-hmm. again, Foot Asylum, I'm so thankful for me to be able to put myself on the forefront. But the comments now, I just think that they were insane. I'll be honest. Yeah. When I first came out and I saw the intensity of what people were saying,
mm-hmm.
I was a bit confused because I hadn't watched the show. But I think,
so then you're thinking, what
did I do?
What did I say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I show my bum?
Yeah.
Did I call someone a bitch?
No, that was Star.
Yeah, that was Star. Star did not stop showing his ass crack, let's be honest.
Did I call someone a bitch? All these thoughts were going through my head, and then I actually watched the show.
Right.
And I felt like what I did not warrant the level of hate.
No.
And then we have to remember, this is a show. People are watching this for entertainment. And unfortunately, just like we watch on Love Island, just like we watch on Big Brother, there's always somebody that people enjoy to be the antagonist.
1,000,000%.
And in this time, 10 already had her moment.
Mm-hmm. It started out as 10.
Yeah. She had like a villain arc. Like, she thought she was a villain. And they were like, actually, we love 10. She's a real 10. One. Yeah.
They're like, cool. Now we need somebody to really come at.
Right.
And unfortunately, it was me. But I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm looking at the comments and I'm like, they're quite empty comments. I'm annoying, I'm this and get around. But the passion did not match what I did.
No. Mm-hmm.
So I just took it as it's TV, it's fun. As we all know, hate spreads a lot more than love.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as people were hating me, I hate that it took away from you guys doing amazing things. Because bearing in mind, we were celebrating that you're in the final, Foo's in the final.
Right.
But I'm seeing you guys post and they're talking about how much they hate me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not what we're celebrating here.
Yeah.
So,
it was wild.
But people just love to hate.
Yeah.
They love to hate. And they pick a person, they go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And like, it's nothing you did. And realistically, people, you're loud and you're funny. And you're a woman.
Let's talk about
it. And what are we going to say here?
Say it again. Say it louder for the people in the back.
If you, like that, they hate that.
Yeah.
And they hate that. And they're going to just grab onto that and hate it.
I also think, controversial opinion, but it's very easy for boys to be loud, flamboyant, to be a little bit mischievous. I mean, you can break shit.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ha, 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 hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
Entertaining.
The minute a girl does it, jarring, doing too much, get her out. Screen time, like a whore for all of the attention. And I'm like, why is there that, like, such a big gap in that? It's so annoying.
I think what it is for me, I feel like, and again, there's a standard set for how women and men are supposed to act on a basis.
Mm-hmm.
So women are supposed to be quite dainty and feminine.
Meek and mild.
And submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And
who, me? Yeah.
I think any woman that contradicts that is going to be attacked for it. And it's exactly what you said.
But also loved for it.
I mean,
you have to see that side. And yes, you always pay more attention to the negative comments. Everyone does.
Yeah.
You get like 50 good comments, you get one bad comment, that bad comment will play in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But people also love a loud, funny girl.
Yeah.
That love is still there.
100%.
And again, like Shan was saying, as much as we did get a lot of hate, I received so much love.
Mm-hmm.
So much love.
Yeah.
It was overwhelming. But I think sometimes in the noise, you just focus on the hate.
1,000,000%. Yeah.
But when I do compare the amount of hate to the amount of love, I have received a lot more love that I'm super, super grateful for. So you're right, babe.
The girlies love it.
The girlies love it.
You know the girlies love it.
They really love it.
Girl, they ate it up.
Because that's what's important.
I think guys need to start hanging out with girls a bit more to know what we're really like.
Honestly.
I feel like it's a shock for guys to see girls like me and you on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But when the girlies are looking at their friends, sisters, cousins, we remind them of one of them.
Yeah.
We remind them of their friends. We remind them of their boisterous sister, their eccentric cousin. Like, there are so many women like us in real life, but on social media platforms and on TV, we're just regressed to how we look.
Mm.
Like, don't talk. Just as long as you're sexy, that's fine. So it's very weird for them, but I'm glad we were that representation, definitely.
1,000,000%.
Yeah, I'm glad, yeah.
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 Also, Shan, so I feel like we had many conversations in the house where you were kind of like, this isn't the most natural environment for me.
No, it was totally unnatural.
okay. Look at me. I was just trying to make it digestible. Yeah. She was like, babe.
It was hell. Yeah.
But why do you think that was? Do you think that you needed, like, a moment to adjust to that environment and take it in and then really be yourself? Like, why do you think that was not immediately a space that you felt comfortable in?
I feel like very intimidated, but I'm not like a loud person. Mm. So when I'm surrounded by nine like loud people, it's not so much I'm intimidated. I'm just like, you do you. And like, I would just let you do you. I'm happy to like sit back. I'm a watcher? That sounds weird, but like, do you know what I mean? Like,
always watching.
I'm an observer. Like, I like just to sit back and just like let you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm like, now we're obviously on camera and things like that, and I'm with you guys, and mm-hmm. I feel very comfortable with you guys now.
Yeah.
But like, it just takes me a while to feel comfortable around people.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I also like was, I look back on it, like, I was so ill when I was in there.
Yes. Like, they don't know about the UTI.
They don't know.
Babe.
They don't know about the UTI.
They don't know about Gary the Medic.
They don't know about Gary the Medic.
Gary the Medic is overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you. So he was the medic that was, like, on call for all of our, like, needs. Scrapes, bumps, needs, whatever we needed. Like, you need to have somebody there if people are getting ill. And they also, like, by the end, so many of us were getting ill.
Yeah.
I was cold. I needed cold and flus the last four days.
She got bitten.
I got bitten.
We don't even know about that. They don't even know about the bite.
Can we chat about that?
Let's talk about the bite.
Yeah.
So, the dog challenge.
Girl.
They let us get mauled by dogs for fun. I get
it. And then cut it.
Yeah, I get it. It's entertainment. It's a show. You need to bring some numbers in. My girl, just explain it, Joyce. Just explain it.
Talk us through it.
Right, so you saw me running. You saw me falling. Because I tripped and fell. I thought I was, honestly, before we got into the line, before I started running, I was trying to manifest Usain Bolt.
That's exactly what I said now.
So I'm literally sprinting, and as I sprint, this suit is so heavy.
It's so heavy.
I literally trip and fall, and I land face forward with my hand out. The dog, all I saw was a dog grab my wrist like this, and literally the dog grabbed my wrist and would not let go.
Yeah.
I think from there is when my trajectory of being on the show went down. I was ice, it was hell.
Do you know what killed me as well? Gary the Medic knew that you were that down bad, guys. He gave her this like Club Tropicana special bandage, you know, that was like really jazzy to make you
feel. It was the most camp bandage ever. I might as well have been watching the TV on my wrist because it was that lively.
It was.
And they just wrapped it around my arm and they were like, girl, get back in the house.
It was so funny.
Carry on, proceed.
Yeah. And this is what I mean. There is so much that people don't know.
Yeah.
People only think that what's in the edit is our day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't stress to you enough that there are 24 hours in this day and you've seen 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so much goes on.
I mean, the way that you felt with that dog bite is the way I felt from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you were in hell.
I was in hell.
Yeah, she was.
Like,
she
just was so uncomfortable from day one. I just felt like my trajectory just go boom.
Yeah.
Like that. I was like,
From arrival.
I made a mistake.
At that minute, Shannon knew she fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up. Yeah. If I could go in and do it again with all of you and not be in any pain from the beginning, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Really?
Do it again in a heartbeat.
Hell no.
I don't agree.
Good for you. If I could go in, you like, that was such a horrible experience. No, it wasn't a horrible experience. I loved meeting you guys. And I had so much fun with you guys. But if I could just try again and be myself and go in and do it all again with you guys,
Do you feel as though almost you didn't get a full fair shot at it, at the experience because of that?
Yeah, 100%. I didn't feel like good. And like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was just horrible. So I loved meeting you guys. And if I could do it again with you guys and just not be the way I was.
I hate it. But also, I do think what I've seen of you has shown you in an amazing light.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree. So caring, just the most gorgeous, genuine soul. Like, aww, very much what I thought when I left, or you. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought of you, and I thought that's what was shown.
Thanks.
So I think you need to, like...
I'll take it. The comment section have just changed. So, like, we take it. Do you know what
Babe,
I mean?
Let me tell you, if there's anything I've learned from this experience, obviously, I came up on TikTok. TikTok love chaos, right? You could be as chaotic as you like, and people will be like, I am so here for this. Mm-hmm. YouTube...
Different,
scary, spooky place.
Different gravy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Scary.
I think it's so scary. Like, the comments on there are so different.
Yeah.
It's such a different space to exist in than you, like TikTok is, than all of it. It's
people
just,
are much nicer on TikTok. Like, they're much more like, I find there's less hate on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I've not really got like much hate, but like, people are definitely more to the point, mm-hmm, and things on YouTube, 100%.
Agreed.
Yeah. This goes on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please, sir, be nice. Fucking fuck's sake.
One of us.
Yeah, innit? Also, your episode when you got evicted, why was it so emotional? Did you watch it? It was so, like, I don't know what it was. The whole thing was very emotional.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I reacted to it.
Yeah.
And then as I'm editing, I'm crying again.
Were you?
Yeah. I've cried over that like 3 or 4 times now.
Wow.
Why do you think it was such an emotional moment?
I think because like I was like, so I was probably done by like day 3. Realistically,
right,
wasn't I?
Thanks.
Like, I was done by day 3.
Mm-hmm.
And like, but I still grew to be so close to all of you and loved you all so much when I left. But I was so happy to leave.
Right.
So that was just like a lot of emotions, like a lot of mixed emotions, mm-hmm, was just flying about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally get that.
It was still, yeah, it was emotional.
It was like, I don't know, I watched it back and I was like, oh my God, they've managed to make, but it actually felt that emotional
as well.
It did feel,
yeah.
Even when you did leave, and I think probably so much of you feeling down bad, but you were going through so many peaks and troughs in that place.
Yeah.
Because I remember, Joyce, you gave her big sister, like, unbelievable podcast extraordinaire speech, right?
The fact they cut that out. The fact they cut that out. When
much
Joyce
to
came,
think about.
When Joyce came back in, you gave me the speech I needed, the words I needed to go for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
Wow. I genuinely would have left if you hadn't come back in and given me that speech.
Bro, like, I've never known a speech to go down that well. As in, it's literally like...
I was telling everyone.
Yeah.
I like felt... Rejoice.
You are so... Rejoice!
Rejoice!
Get it? Joyce. Honestly, like, you really do have a way of words.
Incredible.
With that kind of thing. It literally goes Martin Luther King, Joyce. Like, very much. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference. Like, you came downstairs and you were literally like...
I was like, oh, fantastic. I'm ready, yeah.
And I went, oh, wait.
Oh,
I said,
God.
All right.
Who is like, this?
Are you okay? Do you need a hug? You literally went, no, honestly, yeah, Joyce has just said exactly what I needed her to say.
Yeah.
I feel like because... Sometimes when you're in your own head, you see, mm-hmm, your own perception of things. And I feel like, obviously, Shannon is a words of affirmation girly like me.
Mm-hmm.
And as an observer, I could see how she was growing day, yeah, by day from where she first started to where I met her at that time. We had, mm-hmm, the conversation. And I always think it's important to go back to your why. Like, why do you want to do this? And I felt, mm-hmm, like Shannon had so much to prove to herself and to the world,
mm-hmm,
that she is that motherfucking girl.
Yeah.
So as a friend, I just had to remind you that, girl, you yeah, are that girl.
Yeah.
And why you came here is if you're not done yet.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put our hot spanks on.
No, yeah.
Hit it. Mama
put that
on.
Gym gear on because we're all feeling for it.
And get to work.
Put, yeah, it on and stop crying, literally.
And it was the same with me. Like, I feel like the friendship that the girls had, like, mm-hmm, I don't know what I would have done, me personally, mm-hmm, if I didn't have the support system of you guys in that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the relationship that we had was amazing, where every time one person was down, everybody would circle around to,
yes,
to bring each other up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by the end of it, like it was me, Ash and Casey, and Ash was the person that literally was my rock because, mm-hmm, I got to your point, mm-hmm, where it was like, I can't do this anymore. Forget about the show itself, but, mm-hmm, just being in a house,
yeah,
and not being able to see the outside world. I've been bitten, I've been bruised,
yeah,
I've got two of my nails have popped.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 4 lashes on my left, right, eye.
I've got nothing left.
I had nothing left to give.
No.
And Ash honestly carried me.
Mm.
to the end of that show. I could not have done it without you.
Honestly, and I think one thing that so sets us apart as a cast this season, from what I've heard from everyone else, is there's never been a season where everyone has just loved each other.
There's not.
Yeah.
And I mean, we literally, and it's not even like a lie and we're just saying that for the views or we genuinely did.
Yeah.
And that's why when characters like Max came in, everyone was just like, honestly, you can't rock this boat. You actually can't.
No. I don't know how, like, thank fuck I left. Because genuinely, I genuinely think I would have just walked out. I could not have done it. I don't know how you guys did it.
It was hilarious. I don't know how they edited it, but it was so awkward when he came in.
The edit was awkward. It was as awkward as it felt.
It was so painful because he was trying to give it and we were like, you ain't going to do my friend like that.
No.
Yeah. Like, you ain't going to do my girl
because
like
we were
that.
Friends.
And you know what? Yeah. We were all so dishevelled by that point. We'd just done a challenge. So we've all got out. Everybody's just in that space where they're trying to pick themselves up and get a bit of energy. And we were all just so over it by this point. And all we hear is... and I just... Honestly, Gollum... From the other corner of the room, I went, nah.
No.
Nobody gave a rat. Everyone was just like this.
Yeah.
And he's chatting, and I know his whole thing was to come in and rattle us and shake a few feathers, but we were so done by that point. And you can see it in the edit.
In the edit,
You can see it.
We were tired.
Everyone's like this.
Everybody wanted to go. Everybody was over it.
Yeah.
Then you've now come to come and be breathing.
It's just like to come and bronchitis. I can't. Yeah. I don't know what to say. It was so funny. But yeah, I do agree. Like, it was so nice that we all just had each other's backs in that sense.
Yeah.
I mean, there was days where Joyce, by the end, Shan, if you had seen us, it was one day Joyce would cry. Or like in the morning, Joyce would cry. I'd pick her up. By the evening, I'd go to Joyce, floods of tears.
Yeah.
I'm in hell. She'd be like, okay, I'm actually feeling quite good, so I'll pick you up.
Yeah. It was literally...
It was
The evening, Ash would be in the toilet crying. And you know what's the funniest thing about Ash? When Ash cries there, she does this thing where she gets a wipe here, she'd be like... She'll remove all her makeup just so she can cry properly.
Yes.
And it kills me every time.
I hate crying with a full face beat. Because I didn't put a full face beat on today to do this. So I'm like, let me remove it right now. Yeah.
She'll remove her makeup and just so she can cry harder. It's so funny.
You gotta let it go.
And then in the morning, Ash will be like, do you know what? Yeah, I feel good today. And I'm like, same.
And her voice is just quivering and I'm like, okay, do you need me?
To the toilet. Yeah.
And then literally I'll just burst into tears and then I'll be fine. And then in the evening, Ash is like...
It's a push and pull.
It was a push and pull. It really was. That one morning in specific.
Wait, no. Talk about you.
Producer Tom came in? Producer Tom came in at this point.
He came in the afternoon.
This one morning, I don't know what happened. Joyce woke up full of beans. And I remember thinking, thank God, because I'm going to try and take some of that energy because I feel like rat's ass this morning. And I don't know why. So I just, you know, from the minute you wake up, you want to cry.
Yeah.
And you are just fighting the tears. And I said, all I want is to gym. If my batty is right and tight, I'm going to feel 10 times better.
Yeah.
I've just woken up before everyone else. You know how we tried every day to work out and there's no time. I got to the little gym area. There's two dumbbells. It was trash. I get to the gym area. I picked up the dumbbell. There's tears already forming.
No.
I go to do one squat. The sound and camera guys come in and say, sorry, Ash, you've not got time for this. I'm going to mic you up now. Guys, I'm going to do an impression of what I did. I went, okay, do you reckon I can just do this one more squat? I am squatting mid-tier. I'm like this. All right, no worries. Can you just put it on right now while I'm doing this? He just thought, oh my God, we are torturing these individuals. My girl is crying and squatting at the same time. Yeah. It was.
And you know what? One thing I love about Ash, and she's very different to me because I hate that when I'm in that mood and I'm sad, it's in my aura. You can feel when I'm down. It's in my face. Same. It's in my energy.
Mm-hmm.
That morning, me and Ash woke up. We stayed in the bed together.
Yeah.
I think you were in Casa del Ash at this point.
Yes.
And we were laughing, having a good time. We had coffee together, sipping. Not up to 15 minutes later, I finished my coffee. And then Foo's like, oh, Ash needs you upstairs. And I've walked upstairs and you were in floods of tears. I thought you hurt yourself during your gym workout because that's where I left you. I thought you'd broken your knee, your
ankle. No, the point where... Yeah, because and you know, I am an energies kind of person. So for me, if I'm feeling low, all I need to do is hang out with my friends, my people mm-hmm. that are in high spirits. Mm-hmm. Immediately, and I'm like, oh, the world has been put to rights again.
Yeah.
So I was fighting it the whole day, and I just saw the mic man, and I just said, drop me the fuck out of this building. You didn't let me even do 10 squats. What, I've not got time for 10 squats? I said, I can't do it. I went upstairs, and I remember just going from the balcony, Joyce. She came up, she went, you all right, babe? And I was like this. Honestly.
She literally, it was like wailing. An explosion. And I was like, what?
You went, what happened?
I said, what happened?
You went, I just had coffee with you and I left you to your workout.
And we were giggling and laughing. Like, literally, it was crazy. But that's the eternal that was the eternal, like...
That's the house.
Battle.
They bring, this is the thing, like, in the house as well, they bring you up, mm-hmm. like, with a win.
Yeah.
And then they bring you crashing back down with, like, an eviction.
That's what it is.
And, like, they bring you up with... And it feels like, when you're watching it, it doesn't feel like it's massive highs and massive mm-hmm. lows. But even when you win, watching your... And it's so bizarre, like, watching your friend in jail. Like, you know it's not real jail. But, like, watching a friend in jail, just, like, in solitary, like, it's just...
It's
just
shit.
Makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
It's like, you never feel that good.
Yeah, literally.
It, like, it's so weird. Like, they're right there. Do you know what was killing me?
The challenge, when you had that challenge to tidy, and Casey had the... Bro. And Casey's job was to mess it up. I have never been more confused. Me and Joyce were going, what the fuck? What's going on here? You all of a sudden, Mary Poppins, like this in the bedroom.
What do you mean? So I was tidy. I was the tidiest one in there.
You were, but you like, were.
But like
to,
yeah.
to like a mad degree that particular morning.
Yeah. I would never make somebody's bed. I would never ever make somebody else's
right.
bed.
And I knew by this point, we were all getting a bit jarred at how messy the boys were, X, Y, Z. So we were just like, okay, Shannon's really giving it today. She's giving it beans. Cool, that's nice. Casey.
Flip the mattressing, pouring water on the floor. Like,
and then I was like, okay, somebody's on a secret challenge, but who?
Yeah.
Are you on a challenge to clean? Is Casey on another challenge to piss everyone off? Is no one on a challenge and this is actually all going to pot?
Yeah.
I couldn't work it out. Honestly, I'm very delulu. I didn't know it was a challenge. I swear to God, that never came to me that was a secret challenge because Shannon is always someone that she always is like, bruv, this house is disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, it was gross.
Every time she's like, what is it? And she tries to clean and then mess up again.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey, like, everybody sees daytime Casey, but no one has seen nighttime Casey.
Casey is a different
Casey. Yeah. Is a chaotic queen. So
yes.
That to me was like, oh, nighttime Casey's come to play in the day.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was a challenge. And then especially when Shannon bugged out, I said this, I didn't know, I was like, this can't be a challenge.
Right, see, then I felt bad because I went, nah, I know exactly what's happening here. Shannon's on a challenge. Then I stopped consoling you because I thought, get fucked, this is some crocodile tears. Go away. Then I saw you upstairs shaking in your boots. I went, oh my God, I don't know what's real, what's not, yeah. what's my name. Don't know anything anymore. Yeah.
It was
hell. And I thought it was George or Danny on a mission. What they cut out is Danny fucking pouring cereal on the floor. Danny's literally got his cereal. Remember? I thought it was Danny.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes, I'll pour some on the floor. I go, I dare you, go on, I dare you.
Did that not make the edit?
No. And he just goes... And I thought, you fucker, you're on a mission.
He literally poured it on the floor.
And then he ate it off the floor, by the way.
He did.
And I think that's what set you off.
Yeah.
That is what set you off.
Yeah.
You just finished sweeping that floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it's interesting what they cut out. Much to ponder on.
Can we also discuss us being taken for massive, massive idiot? By you.
You are...
In that fake argument, Joyce.
Oh, my
Joyce.
God. They cut out my 20 minutes of history.
Bro,
honestly.
No,
honestly.
Guys.
20 minutes. It was insane.
Let's talk about
what I learned in that time was a madness.
Valuable lessons for life.
Did they cut out the black history?
They cut out my black history.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Because honestly... No, guys, Wait, first of all, Foo said that you have a budding career in Nollywood, which has been killing me.
Yeah. Did that make the cut?
I don't know, but if it didn't, it's here now.
Yeah.
Because you do. I genuinely, and Joyce, this is what was so weird to me because I know you to that extent. So I was like, I would know if Joyce was on a challenge because I feel like I'm so close to you by this point.
You missed so much of the thing.
They didn't put in it. I heard the arguments start to happen while I was upstairs.
Well, you couldn't not hear it.
And I was looking at the cameras, doing typical Ash. I was going... Because I thought you were just having a little spat. And I thought, let me hear what this is about. And I was going like this on the balcony. Then I heard your voice raise and I thought... Fuck, this isn't a joke. This is a real argument. I hear George go, Ash, help me out.
Yeah.
I went, Ash.
George is like screaming, Ash, yeah. Ash.
And then I went, oh no, something's kicking off.
Yeah.
I came downstairs and that's when I just saw you like a pressure cooker go and I thought, nah, this is real.
What was insane as well is during lunch when we're not filmed, you're still playing it.
Yeah.
She's coming to me, she's going, George is pissing me off. George is still playing up to it. Throughout the whole time we're not even being filmed, you were just winding us up, ready to fucking explode.
I needed to do my hair, I'm so sorry. I needed to do my hair.
And the way you came back looking insane.
$1 million.
Yeah.
It was like made in Manhattan, that scene when she comes, where J-Lo comes out and she's been all dolled up to the nines at the hairdressers. Never seen anything like it.
Insane.
It was my one and only challenge I got to do. And we were so shit at challenges.
Yes.
We never won.
Sucked.
And it was either because we did it too early. Like, somebody will have a challenge and then 10 minutes later, they're just acting like a whole new person. And it's like, girl, be fucking for real. So I was like, if I have to play this, these are some intelligent people in this house. Mm-hmm. I have to play it well.
Mm-hmm.
So I told George in the morning, but I was like, don't react now. When it's time, we'll have it cracking.
Was your idea the wig?
Yeah, my idea was the wig.
Because you knew.
It wasn't George's, was it?
It was my
idea. Yeah, fair.
I knew that if I was going to play this right, I would have to do something that would actually proper trigger me in real life.
Yeah.
So I was like, what would trigger me in real life? And I was like, okay, cool, this makes sense. So I was like, George.
Would you act like that in real life?
I would, girl.
No.
I would never do that. I would never react like that in real life.
No.
Not to that level over the week.
Do you know what?
You'd be pissed off.
Of course I'd be pissed off.
That would piss me off.
That would piss me off, but not to the level where, it was so dramatic. I was holding the wig and I was shaking it. Like,
am I a dickhead? Am I fucking out? Am I fucking out?
Oh my God.
That. Joyce, and you know what the worst thing was as well? All we wanted to do was be there for you as friends.
Yeah.
In my head, I was thinking, she's fucked it.
Yeah, same.
Was you actually?
But I was thinking, shit, man. I hope that she cut, because I was so scared that you were going to go home and leave on that.
Yeah,
and
same.
And I was thinking, oh my God, she can't. Like, she can't, because she's fucked it.
Yeah.
She's fucked it.
It's so funny because even after the fight, when I came out and I saw some of the comments, people were like, oh, I feel so sorry for George. And I'm like, girl, why? It was a challenge.
What?
It was a challenge.
Oh.
Also, Tennessee's going, George, you're cancelled. George, you're done.
So, guys, the 20 minutes of Black History that came with that challenge was hilarious. The fucking funniest thing. So George is running around, obviously, me unknowingly, he's running around in full actor mode.
Yeah.
He's running around. I don't get it. I went, oh my God, I must step up. I must.
This is my time.
I said, as a brown girl, I must do my thing here. Otherwise, I'm done. And I said, what do I say? How do I say it in the most right way that I don't get, like...
Educated.
Yeah.
You explained it to me about 20 minutes. George walks in, I go, George, you need to listen to what Ash has to say here. It's really important.
That. Yeah.
You need to listen.
Shannon went, can you just explain to George what you were explaining to me?
Yeah.
I went, bumper clock. I went... So what it is about black women and wigs. And the fact that all of that was for a fucking challenge.
And most of it was cut.
Yeah.
Mad.
It was fab. I'm so glad. Like, even when they put the episode out, they had cut just to that section and everybody was like, oh my God. I heard that George's brother even messaged the producers to be like, what the hell is going
on?
Did he?
Yeah.
That's fair. So that's funny. Killing me.
Okay, I've just pushed it back another half an hour.
I love this. I love this for you.
They can wait.
Okay.
Who are you going to see?
Shut up. I'll tell you later.
the gaggers.
Naughty and cheeky.
Naughty and cheeky and hot.
Naughty and cheeky and hot.
We are the cheeky girls. You know, guys, that was our thing in there that we called ourselves the cheeky girls.
Cheeky girls.
Hot, naughty and cool.
Guys,
hot,
no.
Hot and naughty. Hot
on
sexy.
That note, did you see Philly's reaction video? Because me and Joyce were dying at it.
No,
he's done a reaction. And we knew, we were like, I bet they are going to do a madness with that edit. You know, when he came in and then, and the whole thing was, what's the population of this? And we had a quiz trivia. And then that clip of me and Joyce just going mad saying, why didn't you dress us
in
hot and naughty leggings? So I could say, what's the population of this? Massive. He
loved it.
Did he?
He ate that up.
He bounced on the chair.
He bounced on the chair. He jumped on the chair.
He went, what?
He jumped on the chair for you.
He went, what? All this
what?
For
I
me?
I never knew that.
I never knew that.
What? For me?
Yeah.
Wait.
No, as if he doesn't know.
Listen, I'm like this. Yeah.
Listen, he jumped on, he said, all this for me?
Yeah.
Y'all are jumping on the chair
so
for me.
Funny. He was bouncing around his room. I was like, I knew that they would make a funny edit.
I mean, you're single, he's single.
What are you saying?
He was.
Who, me?
Me?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
What?
You were Philly. I mean, what? you were jumping. You were shaking. He was jumping. I think that could be a fun
and
little.
This is the thing.
It is.
Right.
I'm a matchmaker.
Swiftly moving on.
No, we could bring it back.
We can circle back.
We might circle back.
I mean, Philly, like, it's giving dinner day or what? Like,
wine.
Philly, do you want to go on a dinner date? Yes or nah? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Come on, bad girl. Hot, naughty, and cool.
All I've got to say is looks may fade, but laughter, that lasts a lifetime. Okay? Period.
You tell him.
Yeah.
Her. And he did say that he was like, nah, you're
I need to say that line again because I fumbled it.
So.
Philly. Looks may fade, but laughter, that lasts a lifetime, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hot and naughty.
Hot and naughty.
And okay. Take one for all they know.
Oh, and this is
yeah.
it. This
in
is
one
it.
Take.
This is killing me.
You ain't going to die long, girl. I got you.
Food challenge, quickly.
Ooh.
Ash.
I have to address the food challenge.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I've seen clips, but I haven't watched it.
Bro.
But I heard about it on the day.
Ash.
Helen Horror. A cow's tongue. A raw onion.
A raw onion. A cow's tongue.
It was, do you know what?
Some of the worst stuff. Yeah.
No, the fish eyes is the one that you malfunctioned on. You can...
The fish eyes, a crunch.
It was crunch. It was like, you know, it's like the scales. It was in the eye. So when you crunched it, you can feel like the cartilage. It was the
worst. Do you know
thing.
How bad I felt as well? Because we lost that challenge. So we got in the challenge area, saw all these little trays, and I said, oh, here we go. We are going to have to eat. It's a bush tucker trial.
Yeah.
And then they said, no, the winners are going to be eating to save you. And honest one, immediate thought was, thank fuck. Then I thought, oh my God, my sis Joyce, she's going to be in hell. And you were.
Do you know what it is?
I can't believe how well you did, though.
Do you know, I'll be honest, do you know what it is? And a lot of people thought during that time in the last episode, people thought, oh my God, Joyce is really, really competitive at this time. But do you know what it was? I could not cope with you go with you gone.
But like a reason to be competitive.
Agreed.
That's like the perfect
great
reason
incentive.
To be competitive. Yeah.
When I was like, Ash has to win this, it wasn't so much all this other stuff that people are talking about.
Yeah.
It's because I don't know how I would have mentally and emotionally functioned in the house if you were gone.
Yeah.
And maybe...
Babe, you were eating those fish eyes. Like, I'm doing this for my mentals.
No, I was banging. I was like, nah, Ash cannot... In all circumstances, Ash cannot go home because you will find me in a corner as sand.
Yeah.
I will turn into sand.
Sand.
Because it was... Shannon,
it was so hard at that point.
You fake left on what, day four?
Yeah,
day four.
Yeah.
And that was hard enough. Like that was like, oh shit, like this is gonna go down the shitter. And then when you came back, it was like the best day ever. But like day 10, having your rock leave.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't have done it.
No.
Couldn't have done it.
I was like, I can't. So yeah, I would do that for you.
in a heartbeat any Usher girl.
Play. I love you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, no, I would maybe do that again. Because I really did need you. But that food challenge was one of the worst things I've ever done in my life.
Do you know
you
what?
You see the way I was screaming?
Babe,
nah.
There's a clip of you screaming. You're just completely malfunctioning. Then Foo, with his crazy eyes. Did you see Foo with his crazy eyes? All of a sudden, just looks dead to camera like this and goes... I've never seen anything like it. It was. And the worst thing was as well, Foo was creating a narrative about every animal that he was eating.
So he did say this cow could have given a blowjob to another cow.
Babe.
He's not wrong.
And he's not crazy. Wrong. But
his tongue was long though.
But the story he created in his head, it was as if this was the slaggiest cow in the meadow. She's been doing lineups all day and now she's landed on this plate.
Yeah.
And now I have to eat it. Mad. Like, it was absolute... And I was like, Foo, stop creating the narrative around the animals.
Sharpen eat the tongue.
Yeah. Just eat it.
Yeah.
He was... Nah.
Foo was killing me. It was, like you said, the crazy eyes. Like, I looked to my right and Foo was looking at Danny like this. Shaking. It was the shaking from his...
Yeah, yeah. And Danny just sat.
Oh.
I was like, and are you...
Oh, no, not this going again. Hang on. No. Oh, we're in hell. And Danny kept going, Foo, stop looking at me.
I've never seen such eye contact in my life.
It was
life.
Just this.
It was...
Oh my God.
So funny. And his face was shaking and his nose was running like...
Yeah.
George was just cool as a cucumber. He was in some sort of meditation somewhere.
I mean, George dies for
George
the
was
boys.
Doing it for Danny, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yeah, so as like... in, he would lay his life down for Danny Aaron. So 100%. I was like, of course, this is a walk in the park.
Anything, yeah.
Fair play.
You could have stuck anything in front of him and he would have eaten
it. Oh, babe. 100%.
I mean, he's already sucking Danny's dick.
So exactly. That was this is what happened.
Yeah.
He said, brain smoothie, see if I care.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
He did not care.
It was absolute madness, that challenge.
So hell. Babe. So hell.
Thank you so much.
Did they show me vomiting? I vomited.
Did they show you vomiting? I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, I hope not, because at least let me preserve my dignity.
I agree.
I agree. Was
the
sick.
Amount of vomit she and shit that sick. Went around that house is insane.
It's like
in
that's,
the 14 days.
I
feel like
the first 4 days, we just kept talking about shit.
All we talked about was poo.
You didn't poo for what, 5 days? I didn't poo for 6 days?
The first 5 days, me and Shannon didn't poo.
I pooed the day you left. It was like a stress poo.
Yes. No, you did. You did.
And we were like, God. Down 50%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So big Daddy Aaron said that whenever you talk about poo, your views go down by a certain percentage.
And that was what Mr. Beast said, apparently. That's from Mr. Beast.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to get a grip.
I think.
Okay, we're going to end this gorgeous, gorgeous chat off with a little snog, marry, avoid. I know. This is Shannon's worst nightmare. You know my answers.
Yeah.
Because you saw me do it.
Yeah.
So I need the answers from you guys.
Okay.
You go.
Housemate boys?
Yes.
I would say I'd marry stars.
Yeah.
I think Stars is such a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what was shown on camera does not equate to how much of a beautiful soul he is.
Oh, it doesn't. It really doesn't. He didn't get enough airtime, that man.
He didn't at all.
He didn't.
Like, somebody give Stars his flowers because he was such a glue in our group, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to be the loudest in the room. He didn't have to be anything. Stars is just Stars.
And his little comments about Foo.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Don't.
He was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would I snog? I would snog Danny Aaron.
Yeah, period.
Because Danny Aaron, I love him. He is so naughty. And if you guys in the house, he was naughty, cool, and fun, and very friendly. Me and him would try our best.
Because remember,
not enough to marry, but a little snog.
Well, a little snog. I mean, my mouth is quite big and his is quite small, so I don't know how that's gonna work.
Yeah.
But if
there's a person to make it work.
Yeah, I'll probably swallow him. But
agree. But what's wrong with that?
All right, George.
I would avoid.
Yeah, isn't it?
I think same as you. I would probably avoid George.
Yeah.
Now, I love George.
Yeah.
But I feel like
little brother.
Yeah, it's definitely little brother. He's so attractive. He's mm-hmm. so hot and cool. Mm-hmm. But definitely in
don't
the house,
room,
give a little brother, yeah.
George in the morning, though, me and Joyce had a chat about this.
Sorry, I saw a comment saying George shirtless. When did I... George wasn't... I didn't see George shirtless.
Every morning.
Sorry, am I blind? I didn't see George shirtless.
Oh, best believe I was watching. I had a front row seat. Every morning, I went, hello, morning, guys.
Every morning.
I've got a girlfriend, Ash. I've got a girlfriend.
But I'm not going to lie, George shirtless is a moment.
His body's good.
It is.
His body's good. Nice tan.
Yeah.
Nice broad shoulders.
And he works out. He does work out.
He does have a great body.
But
every
also,
morning,
little brother. So
boxers, tights.
Yeah.
But
it was one of them. Yeah. My man's telling me no. I'd look at it and I'd go, no, fuck.
Babe, it was with 14 no. days.
I'm telling
you,
yeah. I looked straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like foo.
I was looking straight. Good morning, Joyce. Good morning.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Has to be. Okay.
Okay. Well mine, done, sis. Mine would be I would snog Star.
Yeah.
I'd marry Darren. What? Sorry?
Manny Darren, yes.
Sorry. I'd marry Danny.
Yeah.
And I would avoid food because... Sorry, did you hear how much that man farted in the house?
First.
I couldn't get away from his asshole.
Yeah, like, that's what I said about George.
Look, I found it with Danny.
Yeah.
No, with Foo, sorry.
Yeah.
He's farting left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, master manipulator.
You'd
never know what was the truth or not.
You wouldn't know what was coming.
Can we address that, Finn?
What?
Remember when he told us to say happy birthday to Sharky and Nico?
Don't tell me it wasn't their birthday.
It wasn't their motherfucking birthday. You know, it wasn't their motherfucking birthday. And he was like, guys, you know, on the outside world, it's Sharky and Nico's
birthday. He went, on the count of three, had us all
there. And I was like, happy birthday.
Wait, what day was this?
This was, I can't remember what day.
I don't think she
was there.
I think you were
gone by then.
Because
we did it for my little sister's birthday.
Yes, we did.
We sang happy birthday.
Yeah, which obviously wasn't lies in
deceit. Which wasn't lies.
And that was.
We were, with passion, happy birthday to you.
And I thought, this is making the edit. It's them two.
And it did. Yeah. Lied them a blood clot. It's not. It was none of their birthdays.
He is so...
Liar.
He's terrible.
Liar.
He is a menace.
Yeah, he's a menace.
Is.
Honestly, food stories are so... Because there's like stuff that you wouldn't usually lie about.
Yeah.
Food will tell you it's the truth. So you'll be like,
with
okay.
dead straight face.
Yeah.
Dead straight face.
Dead straight
like,
face.
Oh, that's it. The guy's lied on my
It's
lie.
Something that's not worth lying about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, sweet.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And then 2 days later, we go... Oh, that was a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie.
That's
it's a
so,
lie.
No, he's so funny.
No, yeah. He's really the best. But avoid, yeah.
Avoid.
Her. Fair. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Girlies, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I love you all.
Love you.
What a time we've had.
What a time to be alive.
And
it's only just begun.
In it. And we still need to go out. Because we haven't done the locked-in reunion yet.
Oh.
So we're...
The locked-in reunion.
We are going out live and direct, shaking it up.
I'm going to do everything you girls taught me in that house.
Babe.
I'm shaking everything you guys...
Hoochie Mamas!
Listen, the Hoochie Mamas are out to play.
It is. Guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow me on all socials. Give me 5 stars if you love it. If you don't, well, I don't give a rat. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your nan, tell your dog. Love me, lips me. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you all. Mwah!